Good morning. High pressure remains locked in place across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and clear overnight, allowing temperatures to drop back into the single digits and teens, even some places near zero this morning. The wind has gone light to calm, but with a bit of a breeze in a few spots, wind chill values are even closer to zero. We'll turn things around with a good amount of sunshine, especially through the morning hours. That deep storm to the south will produce some high cloudiness later on this afternoon and filter out a little bit of the sunshine. Still, though, temperatures will reach into the upper 20s to around 30 on average. Clear skies tonight, closer to the Canadian border, with high clouds along I-90 and thickening clouds as the storm draws closer in the Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England, low temperatures averaging in the teens. With that storm raging off to our south tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. The best chance for mainly light snow will be in the lower Hudson Valley and interior southern New England, flurries elsewhere, with dry weather from I-90 north. As one heads closer to the coast, a better chance of a steadier and heavier snow, but most of our region will be dry with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s to go along with a north breeze. The storm will pull away on Sunday with the sunshine, some increasing clouds later with a weak disturbance approaching, but dry weather in the lower 30s, and it remains dry on Monday as temperatures moderate even more back into the mid-30s. Another disturbance will head our way. It'll be a weak one on Tuesday with a chance of rain and snow showers and highs near 40 degrees. As we hit the mid part of next week, another shot of colder air with temperatures back into the 30s for Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, all eyes are on the storm system tracking across the Gulf states, which will move north through the mid-Atlantic this weekend. Areas of heavy snow are developing in western Tennessee, Kentucky, and in the southern Appalachians, and the snow will expand into central parts of the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic while increasing in intensity. An extensive area stretching from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Carolinas and north to New Jersey have winter storm warnings in effect. Snowfall amounts will vary greatly, with 3-day totals ranging from just a couple of inches up to a foot. Much of the central Appalachians, though, northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Delaware will be hit the hardest. Snowfall totals of 1 to 2 feet are in the forecast, possibly higher in isolated locations. As the storm hits the mid-Atlantic coastal waters, it'll become a dominant force in setting up gusty winds from the mid-Atlantic to Long Island, with storm surge flooding possible. Much of the Delmarva and southern parts of New Jersey have a coastal flood advisory in effect. A blizzard warning's in effect across the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore metro areas and nearby locations. Travel will likely be severely impacted this weekend. Meanwhile, significant icing is forecast for areas south of the heaviest snow. A quarter to half inch of ice accumulation across parts of the interior Carolinas, with lighter amounts expected in Kentucky and over much of central and eastern parts of the Carolinas. As we get into the deep south, thunderstorms ahead of the advancing front are the problem. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area as having a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, as shear profiles will be very strong and support both damaging winds and perhaps even a few isolated tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 6 below zero, with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 14 degrees, the dew point 4, 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 15 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a few flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 16. The average temperature, 24, that's 2 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 3.3 inches for the month, which is now 9 inches below normal, and 5.5 inches for the season, which is 23.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. the record high 62 set in 1906 and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening 4:55 p.m., 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy today, with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing and thickening clouds today, with highs reaching to about 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with some flurries well to the south and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to some high clouds later on today with highs in the middle 20s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today giving way to increasing and thickening clouds with highs around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with some flurries possible and lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have sunshine today giving way to increasing high clouds and highs in the middle to upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some flurries in the Hudson Valley and southern New England in the mid to upper 20s. Increasing clouds Sunday, lower 30s. Mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. A chance of rain and snow showers Tuesday, near 40. And back to the 30s with partly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.